In southern Turkey, workers are building new temporary neighborhoods in the rubble left after the devastating earthquake. The earthquake destroyed 11 major cities and killed more than 50,000 people, and 1.5 million people are homeless. NPR's Fatma Tanis went to one destroyed town to see how survivors are faring.
Rows of little portable homes that look like shipping containers, though smaller, have been set up in the middle of Nurdağ, a town so devastated that few buildings are left standing, and they all look like they could come crashing down at any moment. Rubble is still being cleared to make way for more of these container homes. This is where the government plans to house survivors for at least a year, until permanent housing is built. I meet 77-year-old Zeynep Göktaş. She shows me inside her new temporary home. There are two bunk beds and a couch, a small sink in the corner. Three people could fit comfortably here, but many families, including the Göktaş's, are trying to squeeze 6 to 7 people in. But they're grateful. This is much better than the tents they've been staying in for the past weeks. Here at least we can easily get food and water, she says, and there are social services available for women and children. The camp also has psychologists, and that's especially important because everyone here is dealing with unimaginable trauma. When the earthquake happened, her 15-year-old niece was stuck under the rubble for hours with her older sister, who had died within minutes. The earth here is still shaking with aftershocks, and the family worked hard to convince the children, who didn't want to leave the flimsy tents, that the container home was made of lightweight material that couldn't crush them even if it fell. The contractor who made their building was arrested. The Turkish government itself has been under fire for allowing apartments to be built in violation of codes. Göktaş wants a life sentence for the contractor. But even then, she says, what does it matter, since most of the residents died? Just blocks away are the tent camps, scattered about any empty bits of land. The conditions here are starkly different from the container homes. There's no easy access to toilets or running water. This is how most survivors of the earthquake are living. Nur Bozdağ is 30 years old. She once had to go 4 days without washing her hands and 15 days without a shower. She shudders at the memory. The earthquake completely changed her life. She was a nurse. Now her home and her hospital are just large piles of concrete. And she's taking care of her brother's 2 young orphans. As the walls came crashing down on them that night, she managed to get most of her family out, except her older brother. They could hear his cries. Bozdağ ran to get help, but none came. Then they could no longer hear him anymore. Their mother refused to leave the rubble of their home for days. She stood guard to protect her son from wild animals until rescue teams came and finally recovered his lifeless body. Anger persists at the government's slow response in the first days. Now, as the government works to convince citizens that it can take care of them by building these container neighborhoods, Bozdağ is skeptical. Just last week, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan made a visit here. Bozdağ says local officials worked hard to make everything look good. They built a basketball court and spent time putting up curtains on the container homes, when they could have been setting up more homes for people, she says.
They need to stop all this performance. They need to let the president see what we really are dealing with.
She doesn't have much hope anymore, but says she really wants to believe that help is actually coming. Fatma Tanis, NPR News, Nurdağ, Southern Turkey.